Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, January 6th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. According to new analytics data, Apple was the clear winner of the holiday gift season, with the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and a healthy mix of older models. For the period of Christmas Day through New Year's Eve, iPhones and iPads represented about 43% of all mobile device activations in the United States. And on just Christmas Day, the analytics data says that Apple's iPhone models took home the top 9 spots for activations. Over the entire week, the entry-level iPhone 11 was unsurprisingly the most popular phone, with 6.2% of total activations. The iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max accounted for a just over 5% share combined. The other top spots in the list show quite a few older iPhones in use, with the iPhone XR, iPhone 8, iPhone 7, and even the iPhone 6 Plus making the top 10. Despite not appearing in the top 10 chart at all, Samsung was actually the second most successful manufacturer for the US holiday period, with a diverse share of older and cheaper handsets making up the majority of its activations. This report only covers phones and tablets, but all signs also point to strong holiday demand for AirPods and Apple Watch. We should learn quite a bit more about Apple's holiday performance when the company reports its quarterly earnings later this month. In other news, after missing its initial deadline, IKEA has started to slowly and quietly roll out HomeKit support to its smart blinds. With HomeKit support, you can control the IKEA blinds directly through the Home app on your iPhone, iPad, and Mac, as well as with Siri. Once you see your IKEA blinds in Apple's Home app, they work much like you would expect them to. You can tap on the tiles to fully open or close the blinds, or long press and use the slider for more precise control, such as opening them to 50%. And if you have more than one blind over a window, you can group them together and control them as one via the Home app, just like you can with multiple bulbs in a single light fixture. As for Siri control, you can say things like open the kitchen blinds, which will open them all the way, or you can say open the kitchen blinds to 40% to only open them a certain amount. And last but not least, the IKEA smart blinds can also integrate with HomeKit scenes and automations. For instance, you can have the blinds open automatically at sunrise and sunset every day, or integrate them into your good morning scene. Ultimately, early reports from users praise IKEA's integration with HomeKit despite the initial delay. In fact, many users say that performance with HomeKit is much better than with IKEA's own HomeSmart app on iOS. Unfortunately, the availability of IKEA's smart blinds is still limited in many retail stores. Ideally, that will change over the coming months, especially now that HomeKit support has been added. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Hyper is 9to5 Mac's official CES coverage sponsor, so if you are in Las Vegas for the show this week, be sure to stop by the Hyper booth to learn more about the company's latest USB-C hubs and more. You can find all of the details on Hyper's newest products at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Hyper for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and being our official CES sponsor. Apple is widely expected to release a new lineup of 5G iPhones later this year. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo had previously reported that Apple is planning 4 new iPhones, all with 5G support, for later this fall. And now, a new analyst report today sheds more light on what that lineup might look like. Today's report claims that Apple will only launch sub-6 GHz compatible 5G iPhones in 2020, and that millimeter wave models may not be available until 2021, and significantly limited in volume even then. Essentially, different carriers around the world are rolling out sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave networks in different deployments and on different timelines. Millimeter wave 5G is the technology with more impressive speeds, potentially exceeding 1 gigabit, but its range is much smaller, and that means carriers have to set up more cell towers to make it available to more users. And in comparison, the sub 6 GHz 5G rollouts in the United States typically achieve speeds in the 100 to 150 megabits range. This type of network technology is also easier for carriers to roll out. So what today's report is saying is that the 2020 5G iPhones could potentially only be compatible with the slower sub 6 GHz 5G networks. iPhones that support the millimeter wave 5G technology could potentially be delayed until 2021 and only be available in smaller quantities and potentially only in selected markets. One potential reason for this is that Apple has reportedly decided to design its own antenna in a package module for the iPhone rather than use one already available on the market. Despite all of the confusion around 5G and the different technologies being launched by the different carriers, analysts still expect the 5G iPhone upgrade cycle to drive quite a bit of demand through the end of 2020 and into 2021. And ultimately, much of the success of the 5G iPhones depends on the carrier's ability to launch 5G networks to more users before this fall. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a roundup of some of my favorite Apple Watch and iPhone health accessories to help kickstart your 2020 New Year's resolutions. Also be sure to check out our full coverage from CES, where we're already seeing new HomeKit accessories and much more. We'll have quite a bit more from CES as the week progresses, so be sure to stay tuned for all of that. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.